Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on AIRS LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Today's articles are from the September 2025 edition. The Magic School Bus by Rick Bragg. A tribute to the driver who made it look easy. I never minded school. My brothers Sam and Mark hated it. So it was a struggle every morning just getting them dressed and getting their hair slicked down and their shoes tied. They really thought, year after year, that they'd somehow win this battle of wills with my mother. That one day she'd say, "Well, boys, you fought a good fight. You've made it to the third grade. Let's just call this whole thing off." They should have known better. She took this mothering thing very seriously. She'd pull clothes on them bodily, like she was dressing a couple of small bears. They'd whine and stomp and even cry. "You got to go," she'd say. "It's the law." But me? I didn't mind. Oh, I loved the long summers, the whisper of the river, the feel of a fish pulling against a line, or the squish of mud between my toes. But by September, I always felt kind of excitement. But in September, I always felt a kind of excitement. Inside the pages of some school book, I believed, was a key that would unlock the world. Also, there were bacon and biscuits. It's so much easier to get out of a warm bed if those are the first things you smell. After feeding us, she'd herd us with me, content. And my brothers grousing and kicking rocks down the gravel driveway to the side of Roy Webb Road. And there it would be, bright, yellow, and shining, and as big as, well, a bus. How could anyone not love this? I remember thinking, not only do you get some knowledge for free, but they even send you a chauffeur. Well, back then, I didn't really know what a chauffeur was. I just knew that Mr. Joe Couch was a lot more than merely a bus driver. He was a big, sunburned man in faded overalls who was a farmer in his real job, what people down here called a serious man. I was convinced that God Himself had sent him to get me, to deliver me unto the halls of wisdom. "How do, Margaret?" he'd say as the metal door swung open. "How do, Mr. Crouch?" she'd say, and the two other boys would finally stop fidgeting and caterwauling and accept their fate. Because once you were in Mr. Crouch's care, you were going to school. Across decades of responsibility and trust, and millions of miles of Alabama blacktop, he never lost a single passenger and was always on time. His bus was quiet, orderly. No screaming, spit wad throwing, or other shenanigans. He didn't have to say a word. He would just turn slightly and stare, and the vehicle would go on tomb-like. I didn't mind that either. On Mr. Couch's watch, you could read a book or simply sit in the breeze from the sliding window and dream. It was a time of great uncertainty for my brothers and me. My mother was bringing us up by herself, raising us on cotton-picking money and waitressing tips. She fretted, so we fretted, but not on the bus. The bus was certain. Once I got so comfortable on the way home that I fell asleep and missed my stop. Mr. Couch didn't notice until we were a mile down the road. He just pulled over and let me off in the ditch. I was mortified. "Don't get run over," he said. "No, sir," I replied. Used to daydream a little bit by my own self, he said, as the door slammed shut. He didn't smile, not with his face, but I had the feeling he really did. A little taste of Texas. Got an early tailgate? Serve up these Lone Star State favorites. Skillet Huevos Rancheros. Active 30 minutes. Total 1 hour. Serves 8. 3. Poblano chilies. 2 tablespoons canola oil. 16 ounces fresh Mexican chorizo. 1 white onion thinly sliced, about 2 cups. 2 garlic cloves minced, about 2 teaspoons. 1 28-ounce can crushed tomatoes. 1 15.25-ounce can of black beans, drained and rinsed. 2 teaspoons kosher salt. 1 half teaspoon dried oregano. 1 half teaspoon black pepper, plus more for garnish. 8 large eggs. Crumbled queso fresco. Chopped fresh cilantro. And Texas toast for serving. Step 1. Preheat the oven to broil with the rack positioned 6 inches from the heat source. Place the poblanos on a baking sheet and broil until they're charred, about 6 minutes per side. Transfer to a large bowl and cover with plastic wrap. Let stand 10 minutes. Using a paper towel, rub off the skins from the poblanos. Discard the skins and stems and seeds, then slice and set aside. Step 2. Heat the oil in a 12-inch skillet over medium-high. Add the chorizo. Cook, stirring often until it's crumbled and cooked through, about 6 minutes. Add the onion. Cook, stirring often until it's softened, 4 to 6 minutes. Add the garlic and poblanos. Then cook, 2 minutes. Add the tomatoes, beans, salt, oregano, and pepper. Bring it to a simmer over medium. Cook, stirring often, until thickened, about 10 minutes. Step 3. Decrease the heat to medium-low. Crack the eggs into the mixture in the skillet, about 1 inch apart. Cover and cook until the egg whites are set, but the yolks are still runny, about 8 minutes. Remove from the heat and garnish with pepper, queso fresco, and cilantro. Then serve with Texas toast. Cooking School. Tips and tricks from the South's most trusted kitchen. The Texas version of Pigs in a Blanket. Making sausage kolaches is easier than learning the two-step. Step 1. Portion the dough. Prepare the dough as directed and cut into 12 equal pieces, about 2 3/8 ounces each. A bench scraper or a pizza wheel will make this easy, or you can use any sharp knife. Shape the dough into balls. Step 2. Roll it into rounds. Flatten the dough balls into 12 4-inch rounds using a rolling pin or your hands. A ruler helps with precision, but you can eyeball it if you're comfortable with a little imperfection. Step 3. Add the fillings. Brush the edges of each round with egg wash. Place a link of sausage in the center of each round, and then top with a piece of cheese and 2 or 3 jalapeno slices. Step 4. Wrap the edges of the dough around the filling and pinch the seam firmly. Brush with egg wash. Top with jalapeno slices, if desired, and shredded cheese. Place 1 inch apart on a large baking sheet, then bake as directed. Sausage kolaches. Active 35 minutes. Total 2 hours, 20 minutes. Makes 12. 3/4 cup whole milk. 1/4 cup unsalted butter. 1/4 cup warm water. 100 degrees Fahrenheit to 105 degrees Fahrenheit. 2 1/2 teaspoons active dry yeast. 4 tablespoons granulated sugar, divided. 3 1/2 cups all-purpose flour, plus more for the surface, 2 tablespoons canola oil, plus more for greasing the bowl, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 3 large eggs divided, 1 16-ounce package smoked sausage, such as Kanaka, cut into 12 4-inch lengths, cooked and cooled. 1 8-ounce block sharp cheddar cheese, cut into 12 slices. 2 jalapenos thinly sliced, and shredded cheddar cheese. Step 1. Stir together the milk and butter in a small saucepan over medium until the butter is melted. Remove from the heat and let it cool 12 to 15 minutes. Step 2. Stir together warm water, yeast, and 1 tablespoon sugar in a small bowl and let stand until foamy, about 5 minutes. Step 3. In the bowl of a stand mixer, with a dough hook attachment, beat together milk mixture, yeast mixture, flour, oil, kosher salt, 2 eggs, and the remaining 3 tablespoons of the sugar on medium speed until smooth and elastic, about 7 minutes. The dough will stick to the bottom of the bowl, but pull away from the sides. Transfer dough to a large bowl, lightly greased with canola oil. Cover with plastic wrap or a clean kitchen towel and let rise at room temperature until nearly doubled in size, about 1 hour. Meanwhile, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Step 4. Whisk together remaining egg and 1 tablespoon water in a small bowl until combined. Punch the dough down, then transfer it to a lightly floured surface. Divide into 12 equal portions. Form each piece into a 4-inch round. Brush the edges with egg mixture, then place 1 piece of sausage in the center of each round. Top with 1 slice of cheese and 2 or 3 jalapeno slices. Lift the sides of the dough over the sausage mixture and pinch the seam to seal. Place it seam side up, about 1 inch apart on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Brush with the remaining egg mixture, then top with more jalapeno slices and shredded cheddar cheese. Step 5. Bake until golden brown, 20 to 25 minutes. Let it cool 10 minutes before serving. We have come to the end of our program. I'm Joyce Davis, and I will be back soon.